2018, everybody, welcome once again to the energetic, show right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, everybody. As you can tell, that we came with a whole lot of sauce, everybody. We're gonna be giving you something that's gonna be, you know what, that's gonna get you energized throughout the year. You know, 2018 for y'all, everybody, is gonna be the best year ever. You know what I'm saying? So, Mr. Nash, how you doing, Holmes?
How am I doing?
Yeah,
I'm doing good.
Don't come with your 2017 stance.
Yeah, I said I'm doing good. What's wrong with you, man?
Nah, I was just saying.
Oh, okay.
Just
so
in
I'm
advance.
Doing good,
you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just in advance. Or you've developed some of them that are quite.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm also
good.
Yeah, what
yeah. That's what it means. Good. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm nice.
Yes.
No, I'm not nice.
Nah, you didn't say you're nice.
Yeah, me, I'm good.
Oh, you're not nice.
How are you?
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
You're good. We know you're good.
Yeah.
How are you? Obviously, you're not bad. You're good.
Obviously.
So we know you're good.
Yeah.
Now, how are you?
How am I? Woo. You make me answer a question with a question. What's wrong with you? Because the answer that I wanted to give, you already took.
You see?
I'm good.
No, man.
I'm awesome.
There's obviously good people and there's bad people. We know you're one of the good people. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing great. Doing fantastic.
Yeah, that's more like it, man.
Oh.
See, that's more like it.
It's more of the same thing, just spiced up. What's wrong with you?
No. You don't have fantastic people. You can have fantastic bad people.
But you said it's more people, like man. It.
No, you're the one that said it's me.
What is being fantastic? What is being fantastic? What's wrong with you? How can you categorize somebody who's bad and that's fantastic?
No,
they're fantastically good.
It's fantastic good people and just fantastic bad people.
I can't just
laugh. You go to the bad side, you see they have fantastic bad people. I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. It's good.
Yeah, you've always been kidding.
Yeah.
Now, why are you kidding? I don't take that. Yes,
kid.
I don't kid. You've been kidding. I don't kid. Yeah, I don't kid.
Kidding.
I don't kidding. Ah, you.
Hey. Woo, that's actually gonna be
levels. No. Are you able to read my mind now?
It's 2018. Yeah. There's levels now. Right?
Levels of what?
Of reading people's minds. Just like I did in the beginning.
Yeah, everybody, hope you're enjoying 2018 so far, because we are, as you can tell, right here in the studio, and we are back with some more. You get what I'm saying? We're gonna have a little bit of some twists there and there and there and there and over there. You get what I'm saying? You're gonna get a whole lot of the different things going on our shows. We're gonna be upgrading them a little bit there and there. You get what I'm saying? The David Nash show is gonna bring some gazozo filled brutal shows that will bring you excitement.
Awesome.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
You know.
So Mr. Day, what are we gonna be talking about? Topic, man.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get straight into it. We're gonna be talking about the right heart.
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 Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be talking about right now. Everybody. So we're gonna be speaking about having the right heart in each and every aspect of your life. And whatever that you do, do you have the right heart? Wherever you're serving, do you have the right heart? Wherever you're going, wherever you're working, do you have the right heart for what you are doing? But with that, we're gonna come back with more of that, explaining it in depth, what we are talking about, really, about the right heart. So right now, we're going to give you some music that will get your spirit pumped up this morning. Yeah. Boom.
In the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 15, Jesus is speaking to the churches. And one of the churches that he's speaking to, he's telling them that I know your works, and they are neither hot nor cold. But because they are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. And this reminds me, in the book of Acts, there was a story with two disciples, two apostles were going out preaching the gospel. And they said that they were known for being men who turned the world upside down. No Twitter, no Facebook, no internet, no Instagram. How? Power of the Holy Ghost. Fire. They were lit.
That word is a hammer, I'm hammering. Never freeze up like a mannequin. If so, them results can be damaging. Go hard, we don't play no shenanigans. Family, business, ministry, enemies, all in God's hand. We don't trip because he handles it. I am a rapping evangelist. He lit me up like a candlestick. On this tightrope, watch me balance it. We did not come here to run the game. No, we came to damage it. Bring out the tools and dismantle it. I know the plan sounds so scandalous. Watching their moves like an analyst. We lit off the spirit, no cannabis. Jesus the truth, words of proof, come and challenge it. Follow the Christ or you lay down. Repent of your sins or you stay down. They thinking he's boring and played out. But I feel like a kid in the playground. Spirit on 10, so I stay loud. Brothers in the faith, going cold. No, he can come any day now. They gon' be tripped when it play out. But I'ma be lit when it play out. Stay lit, prayer time, face down, down. Music loud, prostrate, laid out. Tongue talk, I'm gone, spaced out. Gone, lust come, flee from it, race out. Pray fast, demons getting chased out. Old me, fast life, change styles. Now I preach repentance to the same crowd, lit.
Mr. and Mrs. Volume 1. Lit. Let's get fired up. Enigma. Let's go.
Look, what is getting darker, hard to see the light. Some dropping torches for they got the fire. Holy Ghost power, Jesus supply. Supernatural showers haven't gone dry.
Nah, it's not the plea.
Demons still flee.
Healing just believe.
Power has to see.
Power
with the spit tag team like a wrestler. This feeling's more real than a feeler. Refilling be, yeah, nah, in industry. My soul is a low, so I'm stuck at his feet. Yeah, devil on the prowl like that creeper. Jeepers, and he trying to be slicker than a fleet of greases. No, want us to tap out like he's undefeated.
Nah,
word of God, cuss him down like a meat cleaver. Yeah, want to prove it, then deny. Pick up your cross, follow like a spy. Caught me slipping, that foundation dry. So close like a samurai. We're stuck on a brow road. He paid for the toll road. Left us to comfort, the world is too cold. Now I'm possessed with the ghost like Emily Ross.
Ooh.
So that for Jesus, no room for the sin. He won a war before it begins. Rest in that rock like what cavemen. Cause the Lone Rains forever, hope they brought a tent. Lit.
We tell the whole world to repent. We feeling lit. Tell the world to repent. Feeling lit. It's hot or cold, what side you went. We feeling lit. Tell the whole world to repent. We feeling lit.
Hello, back here on the David Net Show. We back with more Mfoto Kazozo. Delicious. On another level. Hey, Mr. Diamonds. Levels, yeah. So, yeah, everybody, we're back here on the David Nash Show here on Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the number one station.
Yeah.
The one that keeps your ears twitching. Yeah, you know, like Mr.
Twitching, twitch.
You gotta tweet. The twitch.
Yeah.
So, you gotta tweet and twitch about Active FM.
Oh,
shade
yeah.
Out. You know?
Yeah.
Gotta do that, man.
Get it to the other people right there. If you're enjoying it, don't enjoy it alone.
Yeah.
Give it to the other people out there. They would like to have this awesome, fun, morning, exciting, gazozolicious, mfutolicious, fantabulous morning right here. The amore morning. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So don't keep it to yourself.
Yep.
Share it with others.
True.
Oh yeah, if you're enjoying it, you gotta share it with others, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know when we're speaking about the right heart,
what exactly are you talking about? What exactly are we talking about when you're speaking about the right heart? Do you want to just elaborate a little bit and give some ideas to people what, and you know, the right heart? What are you talking about? The right heart? Every heart is right. There are some people that don't get it, that you can have the right heart, you can have the bad heart. Mm-hmm. And there are results, there are consequences, there are benefits, and I mean there are results to both,
yeah,
that you get. Mm-hmm. Or that you produce.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the right heart?
Okay, so like, the right heart is the right heart. That's the one. I'm kidding.
That so was like, deep.
Yeah, man, the right heart is the right heart. Mm. But basically what we're talking about, you know, is looking at the way you do things, né? You gotta be doing them with the right heart, the right type of heart. And when you speak about that is, you know, basically having the love when you do specific things.
Yeah.
In fact, when you do everything, having the love, you know, doing things with a heart there. Because you can do something and you don't do it with love.
Yeah.
So you disconnect your heart, and when you do that, what happens? You don't do it to the to your potential,
yeah,
you know, to the full ability that you're able to do it with, you know.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the right heart, we're talking about doing things with the love. The love for it. Talking about love, you know, gotta connect your heart with the love, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah, your love.
So basically, you
connected to your heart.
Whatever that you do, do it out of a pure heart. Do it out of love for it. Because now, if you're not doing it out of love, just like Mr. Nash said, if you're not doing it out of love, out of the right heart, you just doing it just to push time or just to please somebody.
Yeah.
Therefore, you won't be that productive if you are not doing it out of the right heart. If you are only doing it out of I just want to please my girl, so I'm just gonna you know what I'm saying, whenever she asks for a flower or roses, I'm gonna give it to her. Whenever she asks for a bubblegum, I'm gonna give it to her. At time, I'm gonna give it to her. But the heart behind that giving is not right, then you're gonna stuff it up. Nothing's gonna work. So you gotta do everything out of the right heart. Whether it be your work, you gotta do it out of the right heart. Whether you're serving at the local church in your community, you gotta do it at the right with the right heart. Whether you are going there or thinking of going there, which you should be there, you gotta do it with the right heart. You know what I'm saying? Even in your relationships, you gotta do that relationship with the right heart. Because with the right heart comes good motives.
Yeah.
The right motives. Why are you in that relationship? You will know if you have the right heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. And it's actually awesome because when you look at each and everything, you know, like when you look at each and everything, like in life and all that stuff,
yeah,
you know that, like, there's a saying that say success leaves secrets or tips behind, you know. Every single successful person has, like, there's a pattern. There's always a pattern to their success, you know, and all those stuff. Same with you know, doing things with the right heart, you know. When you actually look at it, doing things with the right heart is actually the key to every single breakthrough that you want, you know, every single open door, everything. Let me say, doing things with the right heart is the secret to all the dreams and passions that you have in you. Everything you can ever imagine is doing it with the right heart. I mean, if you wanna be successful, you have to do it with the right heart, you know. If you wanna get a car, you have to do it with the right heart. I mean, looking at it, let's take a scenario. You meet a girl for the first time, or you meet a guy for the first time. When the heart's not connected let me say, when you feel like don't like this person, you know, what happens? You lose interest. Even if you wanted to be with them, as long as now you like your heart is not connected to you, you know, like pleasing them, if I can put it that way, what happens? Eventually, what you have in your mind of you being with them don't happen. Why? Because the heart is not there. Eventually, the person's gonna examine. He's gonna examine you and say, okay, this person, what they're doing for me, they're not doing it out of love. Why? Because the heart is not connected to it.
Yeah.
And what's gonna happen? People won't be together. That's just one example. Now, every single thing, like every single thing in life that you do, you gotta connect it to the heart. I mean, looking at it, waking up at 6 a.m., you know, doing a radio show. Gotta have the right heart.
You gotta have the right heart.
People wanna sleep, man.
Yeah.
Some people have the heart for sleeping. What do they do? They sleep, man.
They sleep. Yeah. They even teach the things that they're supposed to be doing just to sleep.
Yeah.
Here's the where's your heart? Where's your heart connected to?
Uh-huh.
If your heart is not connected to that one particular thing that your mind is focused on, because if your heart is there, your mind is going to focus on it.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? Same with that thing. If your mind is there, your heart will also be there. So the mind and the heart will work together.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the questions that people may ask you about what you are doing, you are able to produce it out of your mouth because in a positive way, because you know that the mind and the heart are there. Mm-hmm. I am focused on doing this because my heart is right there.
Yeah.
My heart is in that position.
Yeah.
Therefore, that's why I want to do it. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to progress in this. You know, even in business or anything that you may be doing, if your heart is not in starting that business, you're not going to progress in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make any profit in it, out of it, because you are not focused.
Yeah.
So if your heart is not there, you will not focus on it. You will not focus on it. So therefore, you need to put your heart there in order for you to focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that you do, you got to put your heart, and the heart has got to be right in order for things to work out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And we're going to come back, you know, with some awesome stuff. Going to be talking about, you know, the heart, how the heart is connected to love and success.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people want to be successful. Yeah. So we're going to talk about how the heart and the love is connected to the success.
Yeah.
When we come back from the ad break. So stay tuned in. Keep your eyes and ears listening. You know, your eyes also listening. Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah. You look at the TV and then you hear.
What?
It's deep, man.
No.
I know, man.
It's very deep. I don't even understand it.
We're going to get back to it.
No, I just want to get there. I think the people that are listening as well, they want to get it. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about watching and hearing. Yeah.
How do you hear with your eyes?
No, man, you got to understand it, man.
What?
It's physics, man. You see, when you look at something,
yeah,
your attention.
Don't make other claims here. Don't come with your stuff. Physics, my foot. You got to be able to prove
it. Okay. Yeah. So, you see, works like this.
Yeah.
You look at the TV, and then what happens? Your attention goes to the TV, and you're able to hear.
Nah.
Yeah.
You can look.
That's why you're speaking to someone. You see, when you're speaking to someone, and your eyes are focused on them, you don't hear these other people when they're speaking. But when you now focus on the other people and look at them, what do? You hear what they say.
Don't come with yourself here. Because you're using your ears, not your eyes.
Yeah.
You can't hear with your eyes. You can only read.
Then why do people not?
You can only
wait.
You can only read the body language with your eyes.
Siras.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. No. Then why when people stand, they say that they balance with their ears, but most of them when they close their eyes, they don't balance.
I don't know where you get that.
Must try and stand on your leg, ne?
Yeah.
One leg.
Yeah. And close your eyes.
Close your eyes and balance. Yeah. Now we can go to the head break.
Okay, go everybody. To the head break. Listen to the music.
Yeah.
Calling all the love.
We're back again. We're right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! We're back again.
Yeah.
We're back again. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you in the vibe?
I'm just admiring this dude. I'm admiring, man.
Oh, you're admiring? Yeah. I'm glad.
I'm like shocked, man. Like 2018 vibes, man. Yeah.
You know, you gotta put that spice and sauce.
Ooh.
Gazozo.
Licious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. It sounds girly when you say licious, man.
Gazozo.
Okay,
you know what?
Licious.
Me, I'm still stuck on that situation, man.
What situation?
You said we are on air. You are on air. Me, I'm not on air. Me, I'm sitting.
You're hosting a radio show, but you don't know the radio terms. What's wrong with you?
No, man. He said you are on air. Where's the air? The air is all around us. You're not on air.
Your sarcasm is very good.
Yeah, man. I know.
I'll slap you.
That's why I'm sitting.
I'll slap you. You couldn't sleep. I see you still sleepy now. You don't get the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you agreed. Yeah.
Hey,
you
don't get. Hey,
you shot you know yourself in the
line. It's fine. Let's continue, man. Let's continue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Gonna leave it there. Yeah.
Leave it where?
No, we're leaving it there.
Ah, we're still in the studio. Huh?
Okay. So we're going back to the topic.
Yeah.
The right heart. Yeah. And we're gonna be connecting it, you know, like success, right heart, and love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dev, I got a question, man. Most of the stuff that you've been successful with,
bro.
How can you say, okay, what can you say that's gonna make the audience actually understand? Like, every area that you've been successful in it was connected to your heart and the love of it.
Yes. Because, I know myself. I don't want to do something that which my heart does not allow. Because I know that I'm going to disappoint somebody because they're expecting something above what I can perform. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? In other words, if my heart is not there, then the level of my productivity is going to be low. It's gonna drop. So therefore, everything that I have accomplished, everything that I have that I've gone through and have succeeded in, it was because my heart was there. But now I don't want to develop a bad heart in doing something that my heart, my good heart, my pure heart is not connected to. Because now, if you're doing something that is totally opposite, yes, there are some things that we gotta do that we do not agree with, that our hearts will not agree with, that will lead to our success. But now, I don't wanna force something. I don't wanna force myself into doing something knowing that I won't put all the effort in it.
Yeah,
I gotta do something with the joy, with the, you know, I'm not saying that I should be comfortable in it, but I should do it out of love and passion. When love and passion collide, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's gotta collide in order for it to produce something productive and successful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Which is true, you know, and a lot of people out there, they actually say, do what you love.
Yeah.
You know, do away your passion. Do what is connected to your passion.
Because even the Bible says that where your heart is where your treasure is where your heart is.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Yeah. But you get that point. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you know, basically, if you look at most of the successful people, like, the reason why they're successful is because they had the love for it and they had the passion for it.
Yeah.
And they did it with the heart. I mean, look at Bill Gates. He used to program, and they didn't used to program to make money.
Yeah.
They used to have a passion for programming. And then what happened? Sam went on. What they loved doing as a hobby became what actually got them to become successful.
Mm.
Now that's what happens. You know, your success is connected to your heart.
Yeah.
So when you do it with the heart, become successful. I mean, you look at David. Mr. David,
yes.
You know, in the Bible.
Oh.
The reason why he was successful is because his heart was there. He was a man after God's heart.
Yeah.
And he seeked God's heart, you know. He wanted to make sure that the heart is connected. And because the heart was connected, he was considered as a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
And he was successful. I mean, look at the life that he lived. He wasn't poor.
Yeah.
He was wealthy. Why? Because the heart was connected to it. That's why he was wealthy like that. Yes, and healthy.
Mm.
I almost said healthy, but he was healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta connect your heart to everything that you do. Every single task, every desire, every dream. I mean, most of the people, if you look at it, the reason why they don't actually achieve most of their dreams is because their hearts are not connected.
Yeah.
Immediately when they can have the right heart and connect it, they can achieve what they want to achieve within 1 year. They can achieve it within 1 month.
Yeah.
Because it's possible.
True.
It's possible to achieve all of those stuff within a short amount of time if the heart is there.
Yeah.
Because when your heart is there, you make things, you do things that people will not expect to happen, and you do things that will shock you, things that you never thought were possible.
Mm.
Why? Because your heart is there.
Yeah.
And you just want to make things happen.
That's true.
When you don't see the opportunity, what do? You make the opportunity.
Mm.
Why? Because the heart is there.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I want, and there's nothing that's allowing me to do what I want. So what do? You create it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the heart is there.
You know, as you're speaking, this thought came to me. Like, you see, at school, like when... Oh, fine. We're done with school.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're not done with learning, but we're done with school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, at school, mostly, you get those people whereby they choose a certain career. It's either because their friend is doing it, or it's either there's a lot of money in that career, in that field. You get what I'm saying? They're not doing it out of love and out of willingness. But now, if you do everything out of a good heart, out of passion, out of enthusiasm, out of ambition, your heart is there, your focus is there, your passion is there, your ambition is there, you put everything into it.
Yeah.
Why? Because your heart is fixed on that thing. People say, okay, you get one person say, I want to be, okay, for example, I want to be a camera operator. That's my career. Yes. Is your heart there? Oh, yes, I love doing this thing. But there's no money there. Then they transition. They end up doing something that they do not love in order for them, because everything to them now is all about what? Money. But now if you do something that you love, you're going to do it and put it everything that you're going to put everything into it. Money, it won't even matter because you love doing that thing. Money won't even be a consideration because you love doing that thing. It doesn't matter whether there is a lot of money. It's better to wake up early in the morning and do something that you love, because regardless of how much you get paid. You get what I'm saying? As long as you love that thing, as long as your heart is there, then you're good to go.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. I know you guys enjoyed the session. It was on levels. We deliver levels for you here on the day and Nash. Okay, that was unexpected, right?
Yes.
I wasn't expecting that.
I thought so. It was a surprise. Tall.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody, we're going to go to an ad break right now and give you some Gazozolicious music. Enjoy. Again from the head break, yeah. So you enjoyed that music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got your heart fixed into that, you get what I'm saying? As yeah. We're talking about the right horse, what?
The white heart.
Oh, yes. And I'm sure that your heart is fixed on that.
Yeah. Gotta be fixed on that, huh?
Yeah. Of course. I say,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody enjoying the show right here on the number one station. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Hope you're enjoying the show right here on the number one station at the firm. What Christ music is hard music.
Yeah.
What's that? God. What's happening?
What's wrong, man?
Oh, it's the love.
Yeah, it's
the love. Another sophisticated love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's on another level, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Ah, levels. Deeply on levels.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, everybody still tuned in right here on the number one station internationally.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm going to battle with that because there's no initial of mine there.
I know, man. I was also thinking.
Yeah.
Interdivinally. You never know, man.
Yeah, man.
You make that one also.
Yeah, it's the number one show internationally. You can obviously tune in with us and interact with us. You get what I'm saying? Interact with us on our social medias. Facebook, ActiveFM777. Instagram, @ActiveFM777. On Twitter, @ActiveFM777.
Yeah.
And you can go on Active TV right there on YouTube and subscribe. Wherever something is happening, you will get notified. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, boom. Just like that. Source, easy source.
Notification.
Or you can go on www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where Christ music is hot music.
Where Christ music is hot music.
Keep
on the face. It's on the first page.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's how gangster we are. First page.
Yeah. Just for you.
First page.
Just for you. Yeah.
You don't have to scroll to fifth page there. You find it right there.
This.
On top.
You love it.
Active FM. Boom.
Yeah.
Right in front of your eyes.
You must know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Download awesome. Those shows.
Yeah.
Share the link with other people.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
As you are enjoying this one.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one is coming as well.
Awesome.
Oh, yes.
Levels.
Levels.
Yeah, levels.
Yeah, there's level on levels.
Hey.
Boom.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Dave.
Oh, yes.
So when you take your life, man, I want you to relate your life to... in fact, I want you to relate your life to the right heart.
Relate my life to the right heart.
Yeah. Every situation, you know, whatever. Yeah, just your life, man. Yeah. Put it in there, man. You know, there's some people that might be in the same phase that maybe you passed or you're still in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
right heart.
Yeah, so this is what it is. Relating my life to the right heart. With my heart being right, I've been able to do the right things.
Yeah.
And therefore, also, I've experienced the other side of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
When my heart wasn't right, then I experienced the not so good things. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with the right heart, you experience what is right. Mm-hmm. With the wrong heart, you experience what is not right. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you cannot get an apple tree producing lemons. Mm-hmm. That's not impossible.
Yeah.
What you hold inside your heart is what you're gonna produce through your mouth.
Mm.
So whatever that is within your heart is what you're gonna produce wherever you go. You cannot say that I'm going to be bad right here in Tafontein or in South Africa. Let me put it that way. Let's say I'm going to be bad right here in South Africa and I'm going to be good right there in America. Something like that. No. Whatever heart that you have in this place, you're going to carry it with you. Because your heart is right here with you. You can't leave your heart. Otherwise, you're dead. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take it with you to wherever you're going. So the same attitude that you produce with that kind of heart that you have within you, it's going to be evident in other places.
Yeah.
So if you tell yourself that, okay, I'm going to have a good heart when I'm in studio. And then when I go to my outside life, I'm going to have a bad heart. I'm going to be this bad boy. Or I'm going to be this good boy when I'm in the studio and I'm going to be this bad boy when I'm outside. No. Or vice versa. I'm going to be the bad boy when I'm in the studio. And then when I go out there, I'm the good boy. Acting all behind the scenes. You're all nasty and all that stuff. But when you're in front of that production, you have a big smile. You have a cute face. Whatsoever. Trying to fake it. No. Whatever heart that you have, you will carry out wherever you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah,
no way
yeah.
that you're gonna leave it here and like heart, just rest here. Today I'm not gonna go with you. Just be here, Hati.
Hati.
Yeah. Hati. Just stay here, Hati. I'm coming, Hati. And then I'll put you back. No.
Yeah.
You're gonna carry it with you.
Yeah. Awesome stuff right there. That was deep. And yeah, you know, just relating my life, you know. Yeah, before Mr. Dave even asked, jumping the gun.
We said I'm gonna ask you that.
Okay, but still,
I'm just kidding, man.
I'm still gonna do it, man.
Yeah,
don't kid, man.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Don't kid.
Yes.
Yeah, leave the kids alone. Yeah, you know, like relating my life, you know, to the right heart. Like looking at it, the right heart is also connected to your character, you know, like Mr. Dave said, you know. So you can't wanna leave your heart there and what. You know, you can't wanna be a good boy in the studio or bad boy in the studio and then you're a good boy out there or a bad boy out there. You know. Basically your character, you know, your character, you go with your character everywhere. Your character is who you are. Your personality, you know, all those stuff. And when you have the right heart, it eventually comes out physically. Because the things that you're gonna do, they'll reflect what type of a heart you have.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether you have a good heart or a bad heart, we'll see it. Why? Because as time goes on, you're gonna now start doing things that are in your heart. You know? Even though you don't identify them, other people might see it. You know? Sometimes you might identify it yourself.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, okay, that was bad. or that was good, you know. But then the right heart, you know, like relating it to my life, the time when I, yeah, my high school year, almost got arrested in grade 9. That was because I had the wrong heart. I didn't have the right heart. No, my heart was corrupt. So as a result of my heart being corrupt, what happened? I ended up almost getting arrested in grade 9. Now that's not a situation that you want to be in.
I wouldn't want to be in that situation. And was it before we met or after?
No, that time was before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, that time was before.
Yeah, I missed the car.
Yeah, you missed the car. Yeah, but basically, that was because my heart was wrong. I didn't have the right heart. Now, the right heart has everything positive inside. You know, love, patience, all those stuff. You know, caring, care for others. That's the right heart, you know. You make sure that you... In fact, you even don't have to make sure. As long as you have the right heart and you keep on living the life with the right heart, eventually what's going to come out of you is good and pleasing and attractive. That's having the right heart. And most of the stuff that you do in your life, they're going to be connected to your heart. If your heart is right and it's good, you got the right heart, you'll make things happen. And the stuff that you're going to be doing will be good things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody, you heard it from us right here on the number one station, the Active FM. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. Yeah, so you can catch the shows on www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, it's on the first page. So until next time, everybody, this is where we close it. This is where we say goodbye. This is where we say, go and have a good day at work. Wherever you're going to,
yeah,
whether you're sitting at home, you can exercise right there while listening to this wonderful show right here on the number one station with boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Until next time, we love you.
Peace. Do everything the right hand.
Yeah, man.
always fought. We are the flavor bringing the salt. Every darkness we came to assault. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. We were made to set it ablaze, breaking chains to pray and praise. So let's set it ablaze. Whoa.